The scene is courtroom 2E in the Leon County Courthouse, but instead of a prosecutor or defense attorney, the speaker is a soldier, Colonel George Brown Jr., commander of the 83rd Troop Command of the Florida Army National Guard.
The work of this Veterans Treatment Court is not easy. Nothing worthwhile ever is. And I know that the work of the graduates who are here today was not easy.
This is a graduation ceremony for half a dozen graduates of the Leon County Veterans Treatment Court. There have been 8 such graduation ceremonies involving some 50 vets, all of them with more than their share of trouble in the wake of their military discharge, trouble triggered by substance abuse or destructive relationships. There were arrests and prosecutions, but instead of jail, these vets were given community service time and rehabilitation programs to get them back on track. One of this day's graduates, who finished the intense 4-phase program in 8 months instead of the usual 1 year or more, is Kenneth Copeland. Like the other graduates, he thanked the court for giving him another chance.
I made a bad judgment call, and I paid for it. But you always can rebound, come on standing again.
Even though the program functions under the auspices of the Second Judicial Circuit, Judge Augustus Akins, who presided over this graduation ceremony, was quick to point out this is a cooperative effort.
We got good access to the veterans clinic here in Tallahassee. They provide the services that we need. And those persons who are service members that don't have access to the VA, we find whatever thing in the community that can assist them. And we try to give that form to them.
As a consequence, says Judge Akins, the Veterans Treatment Court has racked up a very positive track record.
It seems to be a great success. The people that come to the program are committed once they're graduating to break the cycle of recidivism and not come back in the criminal justice system. And they've shown that. A lot of them have come back and offered the services as mentors of the young fellas to help them deal with their substance use issues, to deal with their mental health issues, and those things that are affecting them and causing them to commit these crimes.
Those sentiments are echoed by Florida Army National Guard Colonel Brown, who had given the ceremony's keynote address earlier.
They've proven that they can uphold the values, they can fulfill an oath, they can fulfill an obligation. They've just maybe forgotten that. So hopefully this program helps them remember that, gives them the tools to cope with and to deal with what they're trying to deal with, because it's more than just the DUIs and the crimes that they may have committed. It's about healing, and this program is helping them do that.
Purple Heart veteran Washington Sanchez founded the original yearly Leon County Veterans Stand Down event 5 years ago. He, along with retired Leon County Assistant Public Defender Dan Hendrickson and many others, helped that morph into the ongoing Leon County Veterans Treatment Court. Sanchez hopes the concept will spread beyond the nearly 24 similar programs that now operate around Florida in order to help even more troubled vets.
We only have 18,000 here. But there are some places like Tampa, Pensacola area, what have you. I mean, they have, 200,000, with 1.5 million veterans in the state of Florida. That's 200,000 of them in some localities that don't have this kind of a program working as effective as we are.
A circumstance that all of those affiliated with Leon County's program would like to see changed. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.